The Democratic Republic of Congo today celebrates half a century of independence from Belgium. In the years since, Congo has experienced bloody wars, dictatorship, and poverty, overshadowing the country's world-class musicians and its abundant natural resources. In Congo itself, the anniversary is being met with mixed emotions, as Michael Cavanaugh reports from the capital, Kinshasa.
A military marching band played Monday evening while Belgium's King Albert inspected the troops that protect Congolese President Joseph Kabila. The scene is far different from the one on June 30, 1960, 50 years ago today, when King Albert's older brother handed over the colony by praising the genius of the colonial period that had brutally enslaved Congolese and enriched tiny Belgium. In a famous unscripted reply, Patrice Lumumba, Congo's first prime minister, stood up and begged to differ.
We have known ironies, insults, blows that we endured morning, noon, and night because we are Negroes. We have known that the law was never the same for a white and a black.
Lumumba was assassinated by his former colonial masters in January 1961. They chopped his body into pieces and dissolved the pieces in acid. Congo has never really recovered. After Lumumba's death, 32 years of dictatorship by the thieving Mobutu Sese Seko was followed by more than a decade of war that involved several neighboring countries and left millions dead. Conflict continues in Congo's east, and 80% of its population lives on less than $2 a day.
And from that standpoint, it is really sad as an anniversary.
Ntanda Nkere is a professor of political science at the University of Kinshasa.
Most of the people have not seen change in their lives. They have continued to claim the same thing that our parents claimed in 1960, and which illustrates the failure of the state.
Congo's per capita income at the time of independence was $450 a person. Today, it's under $200. This in a country the size of Western Europe, with some of the world's richest deposits of natural resources. Eve Masudi Bazaiba is one of six female senators and an opposition party member.
50 years later, when we take stock, there's a touch of bitterness because we see that we haven't progressed the way we should have.
She blames Congo's current government for continuing the country's legacy of mismanagement and corruption. The province Masudi is from is one of several still struggling to expel foreign rebel groups from inside its borders.
Today, we celebrate independence in Kinshasa. But in my province, we don't know how to celebrate independence because we're still not independent with the Lord's Resistance Army pillaging, raping, and sacking villages. And the power of Kinshasa is incapable of resolving that question.
In Kinshasa, President Kabila says he's brought peace to the country, and he's asked the 10-year-old United Nations peacekeeping force here to begin a gradual withdrawal. He's also embarked on a program to improve the country's healthcare, education, environment, economy, and infrastructure. To celebrate the 50th jubilee, a Chinese company installed water fountains with sprouting statues of leopards bathed in lights. Last night, Congolese came out to see the water shoot up for the first time as music blared through speakers surrounding the fountains. 14-year-old Nina and 33-year-old Emmanuel marveled at the changes they've seen in the last few years.
I want to thank Papa Kabila for all he's done. It's great. Tomorrow we'll all celebrate. It's great.
Because the war took place here. The battlefield was right here in the center of the city. Now, you can't tell there was a war in Kinshasa.
But 27-year-old Guy wasn't sure a fountain was the best way to spend Congo's money.
After we celebrate independence on June 30th, we'll wake up the next day on the 1st of July, and then what will there be for the Congolese people?
15-year-old Jean-Paul rapped his frustrations. You're doing good work, Mr. President, he says. But here in Kinshasa, we're not eating. Professor Nkere says the world might be asking the president, who was elected in 2006, to do too much too soon.
When you have an economy that is broken down for 3-4 decades, how do you expect it to rise up in 5 years?
Nker says in spite of continued corruption and conflict, he's seeing a change in the attitude of his fellow citizens.
People, 50 years after, have understood finally that we are nowhere, that we need now to start moving forward. And I can tell you that this 50th anniversary is really the beginning of an independent Congo, as far as I'm concerned.
For The World, I'm Michael Kavanagh, Kinshasa, Democratic Republic of Congo.